Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Medical employees at Denver Health made history today. They became some of the first people to get the live Ebola vaccine for preventative measures.
I was an advisor to the Texas governor, Rick Perry, for 7 years on a task force. I was told to give the lieutenant governor and speaker of the house, advice so that every Texan would have access to quality health care.
Dr. Richard Bartlett, former head of the governor medical task force, hospital head, you name it, warned about experimental Ebola vaccine that is live, that does shed a weakened form of the virus that can make people with lowered immune systems really sick or kill them. And they had the governor come out against us and all this news and say we're liars and all this.
Conspiracy theorist Alec Jones's latest target is Denver Health, the man who's been ordered to pay $1 billion in damages for saying that the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax, is now suggesting that the American government is preparing a secret bioweapons program in Colorado. His conspiracy echoes and builds on claims made by conservatives from our state.
The U.S. government has moved bioweapon labs to Denver and is injecting health care staff with live Ebola, and it's shedding and spreading. That's the big takeaway, folks. Insanity.
The CDC tells 9 News that the vaccine contains only a portion of the Ebola virus to stimulate an immune response. So it would be impossible, the CDC says, for people who receive the vaccine to shed the full Ebola virus to others and infect them, despite what America's most infamous conspiracy theorist claims.
CDC finds lapses in latest lab mishap with Ebola virus.
They house some of the most dangerous viruses and deadly bacteria in existence. Pathogens like Ebola, anthrax, and smallpox. Scientists experiment with them in biolabs strewn across the U.S. to discover new ways to treat and prevent diseases. But how safe are the experiments? And what happens if something goes wrong in these kinds of labs?
We don't even know how many high containment labs there are in the United States.
Following lab mistakes at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that potentially expose workers to anthrax, Ebola, and a deadly strain of bird flu, a USA Today Network investigation found hundreds of accidents have happened at labs nationwide with little or no public disclosure.
The Ebola vaccine that we are starting to come up with, and we have several different candidates, these would not be possible to develop if we did not have high containment laboratories.
We found that more than 100 labs experimenting with potential bioterror agents have faced enforcement actions for serious safety violations since 2003. Some are repeat offenders. 5 labs have faced sanctions multiple times. 2 were kicked out of the select agent program. 5 others suspended. Who and where are they? Federal regulators won't release their names. They say a 2002 bioterrorism law requires this information be kept secret. Some say that's not enough.
It's crucial for journalists and safety advocates and others to keep digging and trying to find out what's going on.
CDC chief, anthrax gaffe should never have happened. Colorado lab developing Ebola vaccine for military use, which is what we say. They turn it around and say, oh, Jones attacked a hospital and said they're developing all this. No, I said they tested it on the damn hospital staff.
There is an Ebola vaccine that has been given to Denver health workers, paramedics, nurses, and doctors in anticipation of a possible future Ebola outbreak. They say that. So they have taken a virus, vaccinia virus, is how you say it, and they have spliced in genetic code from Ebola into that virus, and that virus is a live virus vaccine. And in their FDA package insert, it does have shedding 31% of the time. 31.7% is the number that they put in the package insert. They can also read that there hasn't been testing according to the package insert on how this would affect people that are immune compromised. Why is Denver Health vaccinating people now for a potential Ebola outbreak? What do they know, and what are they preparing for? Well, disconnected from that, they're building a new bat lab, which looks, by all accounts, to be a Wuhan Institute of Virology 2.0 on steroids, right down the highway 65 miles north at Fort Collins.
So again, deception, 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 deception.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
We'll be right back.
InfoWars.com.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I should have started this segment with that great quartering interview when I was on Friday Night Lights with them a couple years ago, a year and a half ago. Guys, go to Alex Jones on Friday Night Lights. They're a great hit show on YouTube and everywhere else. It reaches tens of millions a month. And let's play that intro, start of the next segment. Alex Jones and the quartering. They do such a great job on Friday Night Lights. They got so many podcasts, I can't keep track of them. I'm a big fan. Jeremy's from the quartering. Popular YouTube and Rumble commentator with over a million subscribers and owners of the coffee brand coffee.com and a political coffee company seeking to just get the people great coffee. TheQuartering.com on X, The Quartering, Rumble, The Quartering. And Jeremy, I've been wanting to get you on for a while. You got a lot of big topics here. Taylor Swift, the crazy PSYOP, the Alex Jones video game, Hollywood culture rejected, the future of social media, YouTube guy beheading his dad. A lot of craziness. I wanted to get you on because I love you and I appreciate you. I've wanted this for a while, so I'm glad you can make it with us, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Alex. We had a great conversation on Friday Night Tights together. And
Friday Night Tights. Yeah, it's not lights. See, I don't have a teleprompter. I don't have a teleprompter.
I got you. We talked about a lot about the, you know, culture and how Hollywood, people are rejecting Hollywood nowadays. People are very clear about knowing that they are getting the message from Hollywood. And it's fun to see all these movies flopping and people finally starting to reject the programming that Hollywood's been forcing on everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, where do you want to start? You're a smart guy. I watch your show like at least every two or three times a week. And that's saying a lot because there's so much media out there. How would you describe the way the world is right now and where America is? And are you optimistic or are you depressed? What do you think?
Well, I try to stay optimistic. I would say that we're definitely at an inflection point right now where it's difficult to know just which way things are going to tip. I feel optimistic that there's an opportunity for change, that there's some real people standing up and kind of fighting against what's going on with our leader currently. I mean, it's easy to get mired in the sadness that we are in, I don't know, about a half dozen wars right now that we know of, and that seems to be increasing every day. But, you know, election time is only 10 months away, and I'm hoping that people will get out, mobilize, and hopefully really start to change. I think people are getting woken up to the uniparty, too, more that, you know, just because there's a D or an R in front of somebody's name doesn't mean they necessarily are open and representing your particular issue. So I think people are getting more educated now than ever in politics, and I think that that's a good thing long term.
I agree, but that's what makes the globalists so desperate because they know they're losing.
Yeah, they're losing. They lost Hollywood. I didn't think that would ever happen.
They destroyed a trillion-dollar industry to try to take us out, and everybody hates them. And I've seen the new Star. I'm not even a big fan of media, but the new Star Wars franchise is going to be more woke.
if you didn't think it was possible, Disney will make things more woke. And when you look at the billions that they've lost in their movies in just the last year, I think that that tells you something, that people out there are waking up. They don't want to give these people money. They don't want to give them money to program their children.
No, moms, I totally agree, but they don't back down. It's like they're zombies or robots or kamikazes.
Yeah, well, that part is concerning because you wonder if they're ever going to run out of money, because they keep doubling down, and no matter how much people tune out, the stuff just keeps getting put out there, which is amazing to me. I'm hoping that that money dries up at some point, but it's difficult to know. That I'm less optimistic about.
You're right. BlackRock has unlimited money, and so people think, oh, it's destroying Bud Light. Oh, it's destroying. They don't care. The Target's destroyed. They don't care because it's a weapon.
Yeah, they just use. These are all different tools that they use, that globalists use, that people who want to push the message use. And you're right. They're just tools.
It's like if I'm in a bar and I smash you over the head with a beer bottle or a wine bottle, I don't care what happens to that. So to BlackRock, worth, you know, quadrillions of stolen money, Target or Anheuser-Busch or Hollywood, just a beer bottle.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard for regular everyday people to understand that. But they don't care. You talk about Target losing billions in market cap. BlackRock doesn't care. They don't care. They're like, well, did we move the needle? We look at, you know, how much money George Soros injected into various things. You think that guy cared about making money? No, he didn't care about that stuff because they have infinite money.
So how do we stop them?
Well, geez, I mean, if I knew that answer, Alex, I'd probably be in your chair. But I don't know. I think I tell my viewers every day or very often about making little incremental changes to your life. It doesn't seem as big and as exciting as like these big boycotts that happen and things of that nature, but making little changes in your life, supporting companies that support your values, getting out and voting locally in the local
election. And by the way, the globalists fear that in their own documents. They say people that have the little victories and incremental, that's what they fear. When you make a decision, you're not going to beat it overnight, folks. You're going to move the needle our way, though.
That's how I feel. Yeah, that's how I feel. I try to coach my viewers on that, too. Like, hey, if you don't like Bud Light, pick a different beer. You don't like just one or two things every week. You make these small changes. You stop going to the movies.
Once you train yourself to not fun woke, then you see it everywhere. And now you're not. And it feels it's like and once you're not involved in woke, you go, it all sucked anyways. Why did I ever do it?
That's exactly right. It's like you see the Matrix, like in the actual Matrix movie where Neo finally sees it. And it's like, oh, yeah, I can. You stop watching this stuff. It's called the fear of missing out, or FOMO, which is what a lot of people, Hollywood relied on that for years. Like, oh, you got to watch this new show. You got to see this new thing. And then once you don't and you realize that your life isn't any worse for it, it gets really easy to just not consume their programming.
Keep going, brother. Keep preaching.
Yeah, well, I think, as we continue in this 2024, we know that Hollywood is on the ropes. We know that most of these mainstream television shows, this was a major avenue. They're on the ropes. We know that people are aware that celebrities are being used to sway opinions in elections. We saw this. People are talking about right now Taylor Swift being used to try and prop up the Democratic Party or the establishment. The more people get aware, the more we can defend against it, and the more people start getting their own. Their little spider senses about certain stuff where it's like, wait a minute here, what's the bigger picture? The more times people ask themselves that question, those are the incremental things that if you look 5 years from now, a lot in your life will change. And it starts locally, and it starts with, you know, getting on your school boards or going and voting in your local mayor or little town hall stuff. Or, you know, it starts getting involved in the little things. And when lots of people do that, that's how you can create change, not sitting at home and wondering, like, asking yourself the big questions, because the big problems are solved by fixing many smaller problems.
By the way, you just nailed it. I'm always thinking a way to quantify this. We're not trying to get people to see our view or having to reapply propaganda. There's a lie you got to keep reapplying forever. The truth or taking the red pill is like spidey sense. We just want you to change your angle, and we know what we're saying is right. It's been proven. and then just join us in taking the blinders off. Just get the spidey sense. We don't want to tell you what to do. We don't want to control your life, but we don't want you brainwashed being used against us. We want to be your friend. But by joining the globalists, you become an enemy.
Yeah, exactly. And the more people can make informed decisions, the more voices that are out there, which is why it's so important that there's more options than ever in terms of free speech supporting platforms out there like Rumble. And now you were recently reinstated on X. There's more platforms now in 2024 where differing opinions, I'm not even saying just because they're different, they're correct, but just different off-narrative opinions can now be more easily found today in 2024 than just a few months ago. And I think that's going to be a wildly powerful tool. That's why these places don't want Elon Musk owning Twitter. That's why these places don't want Rumble, because they know that they're far more difficult to control than YouTube, which has been in lockstep with these people, or Twitter, which was in lockstep with these people since their inception, or Facebook, for example. They're afraid of these new kind of rogue elements where people can go and speak freely.
Beautifully said. What do you, because I watch your show, I think you really make great points. What do you see happening to Trump the next 10 months and where we're all at right now? Try to get people to wear the glasses like they live, trying to make people see. Just get the spider sense. Just, we're not telling you what to do.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And tweet about this, that, or the other thing, and have various flags in your bio. But when stuff gets real,
when you're putting an 80-pound pack on your back and march up a mountain to fight crazy jihadis, it ain't a joke no more.
Right, and that's I don't think most of these people that are asking for this or pushing for this really understand that. But again, we're also ruled by a bunch of people that won't even have to live to see a lot of their decisions that they're making play out, which is.
By the way, I agree with that, but they're also trying to start a domestic war with the veterans and gun owners. Also not a very smart move. Veterans and gun owners will make the Taliban look like a cakewalk.
Yeah, I always think that that's funny that gun grabbers, anti-2A people think that it would just be so easy and that, you know, we could go back and look at...
Small as well, we'll use nukes. Nukes will destroy whole cities, their own people.
Yeah.
We couldn't conquer Vietnam because they wouldn't give up.
That's what I was saying. And imagine how, and look at the size of Vietnam versus the United States. Like the idea.
And by the way, we were a country of John Wayne's back then. I had a bunch of family that were like badasses. I mean, and they couldn't beat them because they wouldn't give up. We'll be 50 times Vietnam.
Yeah. There's no way that will happen. And I think that's weird that people think it would be so easy just to. And it's like,
Biden said it. You don't have F-18s. I'll just. What the hell does that even mean?
You need people to enforce. You need who's going to enforce this? Are the military going to deploy against its own citizens? I mean, it's insane to me. Even Joe Biden has said stuff like that before. Like, you know, our own politicians say, "Oh yeah, we have F-18s, we have drones, this and that." Like, what are you talking about? Why are you even fantasizing about? First of all, infringing our Second Amendment.
And they got
the
new movie about Civil War coming out, and oh yeah, they're salivating.
Yeah, it's really it's the ultimate control. And you know, it's mind blowing to me, Alex. I don't really understand, how you get to that point where these past 2 years in this country have been extremely concerning for me. I think that we have so many problems here, 100,000 dead every year from fentanyl or opioid overdoses, homeless just piling up. We have an,
and we got to have World War III over three dead U.S. troops.
Right, exactly, and then and that shouldn't have even been there in the first place. And it's just,
well, they put them out there like bait to be targeted.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a sad truth of it, really. You know, they need a reason to justify their righteous drone strikes, and you know, 5,000 miles from United States soil, where we have innumerable problems that we should be handling on our own. This is why people who are America first. You know, in their thought process are so villainized by the mainstream media. It's not that we don't care. It's not that I don't care about other countries. It's that we have so many problems in our own backyard. I can't even bother to look over the fence at my neighbor's backyard. And it's
well, you
wild
also notice with like bad teenager kids or whatever, not that I had them, but I've read about it. They always want to control everybody else, but not themselves. Whenever we've got our own problems, we want to tell everybody else what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine being somewhere else and hearing from America about how to run things. You know, it's our education system's in shambles. I could go on and on about all the problems that we have in this country.
So what are you predicting is going to happen? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but you're a smart guy.
Yeah. Do you mean with the election or in general?
Just all of it. What's on, you know, like if you're sitting there talking to your wife at dinner, she says, honey, what do you think? I'm concerned. My wife asks me, and I just say, if we stand up and do the right thing, things will be better. If we don't, we're screwed. But all I can promise you is, like Churchill did, is a lot of pain. Like
important. And that starts with the election this fall. But I also think that, you know, from a practical standpoint, I think we are in for some pain. What does that look like? Well, continued inflation, continued increase in grocery costs, shrinkflation, which is something that not a lot of people even really track, where you're getting less product for more money or less product for the same money as opposed to paying more for the same thing. Which is
more air in the packages, injecting water in the meat. It's everywhere.
Yes, correct. And this is something that not a lot of people are paying attention to. So, you know, when I talk to my wife about this kind of stuff, I say, hey, make sure we've got like 3 or 4 months worth of the stuff you like. You know, don't panic, but, you know, just have stuff in case the supply chain gets interrupted this summer. Save your money. You know, don't be making any big purchases this election year. Hold on. Try to live below your means for a while.
That's exactly what I do. I say, let's not go out tonight. Let's just cook here. We just do the exact same thing.
Yeah. So that's, you know, I try to look at everything from a really practical standpoint, because some of the bigger, like the big ideas, the stuff that you battle with, I'm not smart enough to really think about or communicate.
No, don't be so. You're right. The real war is at the ground level.
But at least that's the only thing I can put my hands around. So I say, you know, hey, register to vote. Get a friend and register to vote. You know, the Republicans lost the last election for a lot of reasons, and we won't go down that whole road. But one thing that they did much better than Republicans was recruit people to go vote or go getting votes. Republicans sucked at that. I think one of Trump's biggest mistakes were to tell people to ignore mail-in balloting and just, you know, we have to get more aggressive in voting. We have to get better. We have to beat them at their own game. And I think that, you know, just because you get Trump in office, you know, that doesn't necessarily fix everything, but it's a step in the right direction. I think this summer is going to be there's going to be a lot of turmoil this summer. I would say, I don't mean to scare anybody, but there's going to be something that happens. There's going to be an event.
Oh, there's going to be a new George Floyd. You know it.
Yes, right. There'll be something like that. You know, they've been trying to push a million different strains of, you know, the new super virus, super COVID, double, triple COVID. Oh, it's coming. Be prepared. So all this stuff, we see it coming. We know their playbook. So we can be ready for it if we're just mindful and we think in, you know.
Exactly. We got to get on a war. We got to get on a war footing.
Yes. Yeah. We have to just know what they're going to do, be prepared and react to it accordingly, as opposed to always, for example, the last COVID, you know, and all the lockdowns, we didn't know what was going on. So we were reacting to everything. But now we know the playbook. We know what they want to do. We know what happened in the last election. So we need to be more, instead of complaining and whining and complaining about this, that, or the other thing that we can't change, we have to be proactive and make changes now to be ready for whatever they might try.
Well, that's where I'm at.
It's just what everything.
I mean, I'm literally with family. Like, who cares if the neighbor parked in our parking spot? Who cares if the dog crapped in our yard? We should not even be worried about that. We should be getting right with God, warning everybody, getting prepared, cutting costs, getting focused, and doing everything we can to stop this. Because, yeah, once the full veil of civilization is pulled away, nobody's going to worry about that anyways. We've got to get in that mode now, because I can see we're going into a crash landing. The question is this survivable or do we all die?
Yeah, I think the answer is it is survivable. I try to talk about this when I, you know, I have a show just like you, not on your, not as big as Alex Jones, and I'm really glad to be here. By the way, I want to mention that.
Oh, come on! You got a huge show. I love your show.
Well, yeah, it's I've got a nice show I do on Rumble every day from noon to 2 Eastern. So when people are done watching Alex, they can always watch me, or later when you can watch it later. That's one of the things I talk about. I try to really fight the urge, the black pill, this feeling of helplessness. It's really pervasive in our circles. I'm sure that you feel like
they want us to do that, because if they demoralize us, they win. Stay right there, my friend. We're going to come right back on the other side. I'm going to air a little bit of the intro from Friday Night Lights. You know, it's Friday Night Tides. See, I'm teleprompter free, folks. I'm getting the pun off Friday Night Lives and Friday Night Tides. And so we're going to do that. Jeremy from The Quartering, thequartering.com, X, The Quartering, Rumble, The Quartering. He's been a big friend of mine. You know, I barely even knew him until I was on the show a few years ago. When I was being deplatformed, he was there supporting us. So he's a great guy.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Wanna take a life? Do you wanna cross that line? Because it's a long way back from hell.
I'm
hospital?
It wasn't until this Friday night that I hit a wall. I was supposed to be finishing my nightly newsletter that I mentioned.
Wow!
Do you like your new body?
I love it.
Your operation's blown!
My biggest bucket list right here.
Oh my God.
Come on over here. Come on over here. Now you flip me off. Come on, coward. No, no, no. Come on. You're not an intellectual. You're a fake and a fraud.
Has she gone or is she here? Kathleen Kennedy's employment status is queer.
What's happening? What are you over in the UK?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just some limey.
Oh, you're extremely handsome. For me, when I was on their show, and the show is always that good. So when I'm down or on a road trip or stuck in traffic, I go over and I see what the folks in the Quartering are doing and Friday Night Tights. As I said, Friday Night Lights earlier. All right, Jeremy, getting serious here. Great job on that. Let's talk about YouTuber beheading his dad, Taylor Swift psyop, the border, increase in censorship this year, the video game, Hollywood culture, everything. You've got the floor.
Okay, well, I think in the YouTuber, the the beheading thing this day earlier that happened today, I think is going to be interesting to see how the media covers it, because this is somebody that, you know, right on time, there was some certain legislature that was supposed to get passed around militias today that ended up, you know, the timing was weird. This individual declared they were the president of the United States, from my understand. Decapitated, allegedly, his father, then uploaded the video of his head to YouTube. It's weird out there. If anything, I'm no longer surprised by, you know, these headlines, which I used to think would be from the National Enquirer or something like that. But now it leads right into what a lot of people are calling this. You know, a lot of people feel like they don't know what to trust these days, which is why a lot of people talk about, you know, Taylor Swift, for example, and that video from the intelligence agency where they literally floated Taylor Swift's name out there as somebody that they could use to pass information. This is not new. This, you know,
and we know Soros owns her catalog, and now it's like this weird psychological thing where, oh, be against Trump, vote for Swift. You're really voting for Biden, but yeah, it's definitely a psyop.
Yeah, it seems very weird. You know, that this woman who, you know, I don't know, her music is not my taste. That's neither here nor there. It's like she's everywhere all the time in every newspaper. Their entire magazine racks where, like, every single magazine has her on the cover. It's a weird time to be, you know, now you can't even watch football without seeing her face or hearing them talk about him. Undoubtedly, she will soon be endorsing somebody for president. You know, she'll be called on to get people to register to vote. You know, one thing
she's a globalist secret weapon, and I think disengaging and not fighting with her is the answer. But Republicans have totally taken the bait.
I agree. We are exactly on the same page there. I think we're creating this thing. We're spending all this time talking about, oh, Taylor Swift psyop, this, that, and the other thing. I 100% agree. We need to keep our heads down and ignore it. Rather than being obsessing about it. That's why I haven't made a video about it even. I'm like, I don't even want to feed into it, because what Republicans need to be doing is finding their own influencers and their own figureheads that they can use out there instead of whining about. The Republicans do this all the time. The Democrats do something and the Republicans whine about it. Instead of whining about it, they need to beat them at their own game. They need to find people that they can use to. You have to fight fire with fire at some point. You can't keep saying that I'm going to hold my head high and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be.
Well, that's because the Republicans have always been a vestigial party, the Democrats, except during the Civil War. And so they respond to what the Democrats do.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That goes back to earlier when we were talking about stuff we could do. You know, it's like we know what they're going to do. We know that. OK, so let's say we all agree that Taylor Swift is going to be a psyop and she's going to be a tool of the globalists and blah, 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 blah. OK, cool. Cool. We know that's going to happen. What the Republicans are doing right now is whining about it. Instead of doing that, they need to get out there and they say, okay, well, we don't have anybody as popular as Taylor Swift, but maybe we have 50 people that we can combine together to get out there and work with us and get our message out there. You know, there's a lot of, for example, there's a lot of.
Yeah, that comes out of the documents. The CIA is spending billions to get people to go for the Pfizer shot. There was no opposition group spending money doing any of that because it's like we're not even on the game floor with them.
Yes, exactly. We're not. I think that a lot of times it's very easy to say, you know, we're going to take the moral high ground. I think that's a cop out. I think that that's just an excuse for not doing anything. That's saying, oh, you know, they're doing this, they're doing that. They're going out there. This is one thing that annoyed me so much. You know, when they showed these Democrats, people like going door to door and helping people fill out their ballots and whatever. Okay, cool. We can expose that. But why aren't we doing that? If that's fair game, then we should be doing that. This is just another example of that. Like, we need to fight fire with fire. And if they're going to trot out Taylor Swift, then we have to find our own version of Taylor Swift instead of saying, hey, look, everybody, they're doing.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for 2 months' supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The conservative machine certainly has.
Well, I know Roger's advising you not to touch it. Hey, what do you make of Hollywood culture being rejected? What is Hollywood going to do now? You kind of answered this earlier. They have unlimited zombie funding, but do they not know how uncool they are? Because they've gone to not being important to not being cool. Like, the magic's been gone for a decade, but now it's not just the magic's gone. It's like finding maggots in your refrigerator. It's like Hollywood is loathed.
Yeah, there's nothing about Hollywood that is... You know, there used to be anticipation. There used to be fear of missing out. There used to be reverence for these Hollywood actors and actresses. But that's all gone now. I mean, we can see this in every award show. Is every year for the past 2 years is setting all-time record lows for viewership. I think what they're probably going to have to do is either continue to get infinite money, which then I don't have any answer for. But assuming that there isn't infinite money, they're going to have to get back to their roots. And they're going to have to start... putting out good product or go bankrupt. Now, if they're willing to crater the entire industry, fine. There'll still be indie productions out there. There'll still be movies. But I think blockbusters and things like that are going to be few and far between.
I mean, here's an example. Scorsese's a great filmmaker. All his films are either good or amazing. I couldn't finish Summer Moon or whatever it's called, it was not paint drying on a wall. It was nails on a chalkboard. And it's like, obviously he didn't direct it. He didn't make it. It's like they all know it's a joke.
Yeah, I think that, you know, ultimately they're complacent because they just keep getting these big checks. They're like, oh, this this is a director that's never directed anything, and we're going to give him a $250 million budget. Why? Well, because they check the right diversity, equity, and inclusion checkboxes. I have a feeling that money's going to... Go ahead.
Sorry, but it's like the new head of the new Star Wars franchise, this woman from Pakistan. She doesn't criticize Islam and enslaving women. She says, I'm going to make Western men uncomfortable. Great, we're not going to watch your movie. Like, you don't want to make someone uncomfortable when they go see a movie. They just don't get it, but they have this feeling of power. Why are they so mad at the West?
Well, I think it's... Yeah, they're so... I think they're deeply unattractive, and I think that's part of it. I think that a lot of these women just hate men. A lot of these men hate men in Hollywood. And I don't know if they had bad dads or what the situation is, but there's also been a kind of a prime directive in Hollywood where they've been kind of trashing men forever. You know, men are always viewed as the butt of the joke. There are very few, you know, kind of good dad characters. Look at all the most popular television shows, the dads, you know, the Homer Simpson effect, the, you know, the Peter Griffin, Al Bundy, you know, they're all like, you know, losers who
which they admitted and was a government directive starting in the 70s.
Okay, well, there, yeah.
The globalists have been on TV and admitted they were doing that.
Yeah, so I think people are done with, you know, done with kind of consuming that crap. I mean, there are still people that watch these, like, brain-dead shows on TV, but fewer than ever right now, and that trend's going to continue. I really believe, and perhaps foolishly so, that eventually Hollywood's going to have to try to make some money, and which is going to force them back into making good movies. They are capable of making good movies, but just not when they think, hey, let's start with a person who is X, Y, and Z, skin color, gender, sexuality, instead of starting with a good story. Do you put that person in Star Wars who hates men and wants to make men uncomfortable? That's fine. Cool. We're not going to see it. And then we know you're going to write the articles and say, well, white men just don't want to see Star Wars, or men just reject
it. And by the way, women don't want to watch it either. So moving from Hollywood, what's your prediction for social media?
In 2024, I think you're going to see the widest and most effective censorship campaigns of primary tech platforms being YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and to a lesser extent, TikTok, because it works. Because it worked in 2020, and it worked in 2016, they've been getting better at it, which is why it's so important that, you know, people support independent, you know, content creators and free speech supportive platforms. There are many out there. Obviously, I'm favor Rumble, but X and BitChute, Odyssey, there's all sorts of options for people to consume content. I think people supporting those, supporting independent media is going to be more important than ever. People supporting Alex and you and your show, me and my show directly. This is what gives us power because it's more difficult than ever to silence people, but that's not going to stop them from trying.
Sure. Well, let me kiss your ass for a minute because I don't know people on I'm a fan of. And there's a lot of great media out there, and I watch Jimmy Dore, I watch Joe Rogan, I watch Tucker Carlson. But I do type your name in at least twice a week to go see what you're saying. Yeah. But I'll relax, have some fun, really great commentary. Your other co-hosts, so many shows, I can't keep track of all your shows. But you guys, for just me coming on your show once, put a great 5-minute promo together that I know would take us 2-3 days. And I got a big crew, so I don't know. You guys are just really talented. Hollywood would have a $10 million budget for that intro you did for me. They just can't compete. They're done one way or another. I think they want to bring the whole system down with them. But shifting gears, you've been a big supporter of the Alex Jones video game. Sure, it's cheesy. It's fun. It was meant to be. It sure blew up their face. What you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think that it's, first and foremost, what's right about the Alex Jones video game is that it's a ton of fun. And I think that a lot of times these type of things get out there and they forget that aspect. Hollywood has forgot that. Modern video games have forgotten that. And I think it really bothered, mainstream media that people actually loved it and people played it who were, you know, maybe not politically motivated. I mean, a lot of people were playing it. Big streamers were playing it. And having a lot of fun. And it just shows another way to lead in, funding your own efforts. And I think that it was a really genius move for you to put that out. And I hope that there's more, you know, there's a part two or extra levels or something. Cause I had a blast playing it. I played it on stream for my viewers. And I know a lot of them went out and bought it. People love spending money on stuff to support people. That's also fun.
And that's how we build a new economy, getting your coffee, supporting you. And again, folks, it's a great show. You should tune into The Quartering. How many shows do you do? Because I'm a fan. I can't keep track of it all. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, basically right now I just do my main show on The Quartering, and then I live stream every single day on Rumble from 12 to 2 Eastern.
But you can watch, I guess you're on a bunch of other shows too, then.
Yeah, I make appearances on places like, you know, with all the Geeks and Gamers guys. They're kind of the ones on who run Friday Night Tights and stuff like that. They're the ones I'm only just been a guest on there, but I'm obviously friends with all those guys. And so really, these are my two main. This is what I do now. I have my daily show, and I put out my independent videos.
We should do a commercial free show sometime here. Yeah. Millions watch it. We should do a Friday Night Tights, but Saturday Night Tights or something. You guys should all come on. We should all do a commercial free show, and you guys will run it.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, to anybody who wants to know more about me, I mean, I would love if you just tuned into my live stream or my show, after Alex is done, after you're done watching. I don't want to compete against Alex.
I don't care. We're not in competition, yeah. So you're on, I'm on, that's great. Believe me, I'm going
to. Yeah, no, I understand. But I hope people check out my videos. Or follow, you know, check me out on Twitter or anything like that. That's all. I'm really glad to be here. I had a lot of fun, Alex. This is a great conversation.
All right, Jeremy, thank you so much. Well, I don't feel super old, but I'm 50 in like a week and a half. And the older you get, it's like in Full Metal Jacket when the Marine Corps officers are like looking at all the new Marines. They go, they're surpassing us. That's what I look for. That's what I love. And that's my mission. And I just want to boost everybody. You boosted me. Jeremy, thank you so much. TheQuartering.com. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex. Keep fighting, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, sir. All right. Chase Geyser just posted a bunch of insane videos. So during the breaks, I'm trying to watch him. I can't even keep track. We got exclusive access behind enemy lines on the border that nobody else has gotten at Eagle Pass. That just broke. So that just went up on Real Alex Jones. And total insane asylum. So, and we've got, who's doing the fourth hour? Jason Burmish. But we got the police boats. We got the barbed wire. We got it all, folks. InfoWars crews, we have an access inside the Shelby Park at Eagle Pass. This morning, a little girl was found unconscious in the river right by the park. She survived, but others are not so lucky in the midst of Biden's border invasion. So it is on like Donkey Kong. And the great news is you've given us enough funds that we got reporters there for the next month. And it takes, we don't pay people a whole bunch of money, but hotels and food and money, it takes money to win a war. So just go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a Team Humanity shirt. How could you not? It's so historical. How would you not get a 1776 Gadsden flag shirt? How would you not get a water filtration system that's the highest quality, lowest price? Why would you not get the supplements? Why would you not get a copy of my book? I need your support. I'm asking for it. And damn it, it's not like I haven't delivered. Holy mackerel. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Got the new big sale going right now on Nitric Boost. Back in stock, 40% off. Nitric Boost. Everybody needs to get it. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number four is just 120 seconds away. And the great Jason Burmis. And I don't know, I may just take the whole hour away from him, though. I got to decide in the next few seconds. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.